Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beatty. It's Thursday, September 12th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
My children are still missing. Four of my children. I do not know where they are.
Six aid workers killed in Gaza and homeowners hope for a break from the ECB. Plus we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the United Nations Aid Agency for Palestinian Refugees says six of its workers have been killed in an Israeli airstrike on a school in central Gaza, including a shelter manager. The group says around 12,000 displaced people are staying there, mostly women and children. Hani Hania is looking for his family.
The sounds of an explosion shook the building. We went out running and saw body parts thrown everywhere in the shelter. Unfortunately, my children are still missing. Four of my children. I do not know where they are.
Homeowners with tracker mortgages are set to see the cost of their mortgages drop as the European Central Bank prepares to cut rates. It's expected the ECB will today announce two reductions, which will save around €360 per year on typical tracker payments. News Talk business journalist Emmett Oliver says it's a real bonus.
There is going to be an interest rate cut of about a quarter of a percentage point, which is definitely needed by a lot of borrowers out there who've been really struggling over the last year and a half. If you're on a tracker mortgage, on top of that, they're also adjusting the different rates they have, and they're going to cut the gap between some of those rates, which means, in effect, an additional bonus cut of 0.35 of a percentage point.
John Finucane has rejected any suggestion his family received preferential treatment after being granted a public inquiry into his father's murder. Solicitor Pat Finucane was shot dead by loyalist paramilitaries in 1989 in an attack which it's long been argued involved state collusion. His son says finally getting an investigation into what happened hasn't been easy.
We've had to fight in courts, domestic and international. My mother has not only had to deal with being a widow and raising three young children, but she's had to travel the world to gain support, which we were lucky enough to have. And every single bit of progress over a painful 35 and a half years has been hard fought.
The National Transport Authority is launching its annual household travel survey today. Research from the study will be used to provide the NTA with statistics to help with future planning on the roads. 4,000 households across the country will be asked to participate and will be randomly selected. Barry Collery from the NTA says it will help them plan for the future.
The National Household Travel Survey is a survey that we undertake every year. We take a representative sample of the entire Irish population and we ask them to describe their travel patterns over a period of 2 days. So we ask them to note the details of every single trip they take, and that allows us to understand, and therefore we are able to better plan the transport system to meet their requirements.
There's a cold snap heading our way. Temperatures tonight could drop close to freezing. There has been snow in Scotland, but Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather says it won't be that bad here.
Well, a much colder couple of days, but thankfully not going to last too long, but a very cold Thursday night with temperatures dropping down to possibly as low as 1 or 2 degrees. And there is a risk of that off F word frost. So it could be a frosty start in some areas on Friday morning.
A statue of Britain's Queen Elizabeth is dividing opinion in Northern Ireland. The bronze sculpture of the late monarch, which stands alongside Prince Philip and their two corgis, was unveiled in Antrim Castle Gardens last week. However, it's being criticised as dreadful on social media, with the people urging the council to take it down. Art historian Ben Street says he likes it.
It has a kind of cosy, approachable quality to it, which is how many people saw the Queen. So I think in a way it's quite an accurate portrayal, maybe not of how she looked, but who she was for people.
In entertainment news, Taylor Swift has said she had the most wonderful experience creating her Fortnite hit with Post Malone after winning Video of the Year at the MTV VMAs. She won Best Direction and Editing and called her collaborator so ridiculously talented and versatile. Taylor Swift also thanked her boyfriend Travis Kelce, saying everything he touches turns to happiness, fun and magic.
When I would finish a take and I'd say cut, I would always just hear like someone like cheering and like woo, like from across the studio where we were shooting it, and that one person was my boyfriend Travis.
And in sport, in golf, Seamus Power is the first Irish golfer into action on the opening day of the Irish Open. The Waterford native tees off at 10 to 8 this morning at Royal County Down. Porrick Harrington and Gary Hurley both go out before 9 a.m. It's now 15 years since Shane Lowry won at Balltray. He tees off at 20 to 1. 20 minutes later, it's the turn of Down's Rory McIlroy and Tom McKibben. McIlroy won at the K Club in 2016, but says it would be extra special to win in his home county.
It's right up there. I think I'm very proud of winning my National Open and winning some other National Opens around the world. My mum still says to this day that it was her favourite win of mine, so it sort of shows where it sits in the hierarchy of the McIlroy family. But yeah, I mean, the K Club was an amazing week, an amazing day. I'll never forget those two fairway wood shots into 16 and 18. But if I were to be able to win the Irish Open at County Down, you know, very, very close to where I grew up, it would probably rank a little higher than the one at the K Club, but only barely.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.